A catechist was teaching faith formation to young kids, and he posed a question to them: where is God? And of course, hands came up. The first one said, God is in heaven. And the teacher said, correct. Another one said, God is in my hands. The teacher said, correct. Then a young boy from the back of the class said, God is in our bathroom. And everyone was like, what? So the teacher asked him, sweetheart, why do you think that God is in the bathroom? The little boy said, because every morning my dad keeps banging the bathroom door and saying, Jesus Christ, are you still there? In the last two Sundays, we had the miracles that Jesus performed. He calmed the sea and the storm. And the disciples were amazed at that. What kind of power does he have? Last week we heard that he cast out demons. He healed the woman who had been sick for 12 years, affected by hemorrhages, and he raised Jairus' daughter back to life. He had shown that he has power over everything. He is God. He has power over everything. Yet today we see him. He comes to his own hometown of Nazareth and he is rejected. Jesus said, you know, a prophet has no honor. He is always rejected in his hometown. They could not separate the humanity of Christ and his divinity. They say that familiarity creates contempt. They knew him. They knew his mother. They knew his dad. They knew his family. And so they could not separate that from the power that he had, from the wisdom that he had for them. And they were all amazed. But at the end, they rejected him because they knew him. That is always what the prophet goes through. No, I just came from Our Lady of Monte Carmel, and having stayed there for 10 years, hearing the words that people take about me, reading all the appreciation and thank you notes, I told myself, oh man, I don't need to go through purgatory. I've already been canonized by these people. But you know, if I went back home, my own village where I grew up in Kenya, they know me. They'll say, we know him. We played with him. He was so rough at basketball. You know, we know his mom. We know his brothers. So people might not say the same words that the parishioners of Our Lady of Mount Carmel say. Why? Because that familiarity creates contempt. And Jesus is reminding us today that we are called to be prophets. And being called to be prophets is not about saying anything but the truth. Because the message that we are proclaiming is not our own. It's God's message. That's what we had in the first reading today. God tells Ezekiel, go and tell them. Thus says the Lord. It means these are not the words of the prophet, but from God, and he has to give them to the people. And we all are prophets. And so we must always be ready. Whether our message is accepted or not, we must pass it on. We must remain faithful. And we must be ready to face rejection every time we proclaim that message of God. But we must be faithful. In the words of Mother Teresa, Mother Teresa said, God has not called me to be successful. God has called me to be faithful. In that faithfulness to God's message and gospel, in that faithfulness to God's teaching and the teachings of the church, we will always face opposition. But remember, in baptism, you are baptized into the three offices of Jesus Christ: priest, prophet, and king. As a priest, you are the mediator between God and humanity. You pray for others. You know, that is in the royal priesthood. The ministerial priesthood, which God has called me into, is about offering the sacrifices and the sacraments of Christ. But we all share in the royal priesthood that we are sent
to serve others. We ascend to pray for others, to mediate between God and man. We are kings. Kings in that we are not called to be served, but we are called to serve others. That's what Jesus Christ tells us. God has called me. God has sent me. I did not come to be served, but to serve. And so we share that office of Jesus Christ of service to others, our brothers and sisters, especially those who are less fortunate. Jesus Christ reminds us that whatever you do to the least of my brothers and sisters, you are doing that to me. We are called to be prophets. And what does the prophet do? Proclaiming the truth. Proclaiming the gospel. And no matter how hard it is, we must not fear. We must always be courageous. We must always be ready. And in those days that we face opposition, Christ is reminding us, just as St. Paul reminds us in the gospel. You know, St. Paul was complaining about all the struggles, all the challenges that he went through in witnessing to the gospel. And what did God tell him? My grace is sufficient for you, and power is manifested when we are weak. If God was to send us today to go and proclaim his gospel, what would he tell us? We had in our first reading today, Ezekiel is told by God, go and proclaim. Whether they heed the message or they not, they should know that a prophet was here one day, one time. Go to my rebellious people, go to my rebellious nation, and proclaim my words to them. Proclaim what I want from them, what I expect from them. Go and proclaim to my rebellious nation. Does that sound familiar to us today? Indeed, we've become a rebellious nation. We've become a rebellious world. We've become a rebellious state. We've become rebellious in our own things, that when we are told or told the teachings of Christ from the gospel, the teachings of Christ from the tradition of the church, many times people oppose. But we are called indeed to go and proclaim. Look at the people that is in our world today. We are told, we are called to go and preach the truth of the gospel. The teachings that the church has given us against abortion, against human trafficking, against euthanasia, against all these things that we see in our world today. Marriage and family is being attacked right, left, center, from everywhere. But it is your duty and mine to go and be prophets of God, agents of God's mercy and love, to proclaim the truth. And whether people hear it or not, we must pass it on anyway. It's not our message, it's God who is sending us. Will you be rejected? Sometimes yes, sometimes no. Will we be the first to be rejected? Look at this story of Jesus today. He was rejected by his townspeople. The religious authority would come and take over the scribes and the Pharisees. They accused him of blasphemy, and they crucified him. Not knowing what they were doing, but actually it was after God's plan that Jesus should die for our salvation, so that we might be restored to that friendship and relationship with God. And look at the apostles. They were all rejected, most of them, except John. All of them were martyred. They died for the sake of the gospel. And so, we may not go through that kind of humiliation, through that kind of, you know, the thing that they went through. But at the end of the day, wherever we are, whatever we are doing, remember, we were baptized into those three offices of Christ. King, priest, and as a prophet, we must relay God's message everywhere. We must remain faithful to his teachings and his commandments. Remember, let us be consoled by the words of St. Paul and those words of Mother Teresa, Saint Mother Teresa. God has not called us to be successful. God has called us to be faithful.